Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, listeners. This is Aisha, and you're on the air with Aisha's Blog Talk Show. Our topic for today is religion. Is it just tradition or a way of life? And religion to me, what it means is a part of your spirituality. It's a part of your soul, is a part of, you know, your human being. For me, religion is very important. I grew up as a Christian, and all I knew was church, home, and school. You know, it was very important in our household. It helped me through a lot of my trials in life as a child and also as an adult. Religion is important because it will help you as far as your decision making. It will help you. It will help make you a more well-rounded person. Religion gives you morals. It makes you more in tune to human life. It makes you more empathetic to humans, just to people, you know, that has problems. Normally, you know, if you're not religious or if you don't have a religion, you're just, you know, out here walking around just doing your own thing. And, you know, for me, coming from a religious background, I had been very empathetic with, you know, people's heart of the natural heart, and you know, giving back to the community, and that helps in this world today. Also, religion is important because it gives you a different outlook on life. You know, you look at life in a different way. Far as if you weren't religious, you know, you would just make decisions and not really care what your creator would think. But if you are a person that is more religious, you would try and make better decisions in life. You would try to make better decisions. You would try to set better goals for yourself. You would try to just be a part of society as a whole. Versus, on the other hand, if you weren't very religious, you know, you would just, you know, get into a lot of trouble. You wouldn't really care about, you know, what would happen to you. You wouldn't be all that well-rounded. You will probably have, you know, bad manners and behavioral problems. Now, I'm just talking from, you know, a point of view. I'm not saying that, you know, a person that's not religious will turn out to be bad. This is just my point of view, my opinion. And I'm just speaking from my opinion because, yes, I am a religious person, and I did grow up religious. And, you know, I did make some bad decisions because, as all humans do, we do make bad decisions. But for me, I never went off on the deep end, you know, and really went out there and just went against my morals because of my religious background and how I grew up. And how my mother, you know, instilled in me religious a religious background and the deep root of a sense of morals. Also, religion will make you more in touch with your creator. You will be more intuitive to people's spirituality and more in tune to people's spirits. You know how sometimes you meet somebody and you don't know the person from a can of paint. And you say, I really like this person. There's something about this person that I like. I can't really put my finger on it, but I like this person. That's what I mean about being in touch with your creator. If you have a more of a religious background, or shall I say, a prayer life with your creator, or if you're more in tune with your creator, you can pick up people's spirits and their temperaments more easily because you're more in tune with the spirituality of your creator. Also, that works on the other hand as well. If you're very in tune to your creator, you could pick up on people's vibes if they're not, you know, so well-rounded. You can look at a person and say, it's something about that person I don't like. I don't know what's going on with that person, but I'm going to stay away from that person. And that's what I mean. Some people might call it like a guardian angel. I will call that an intuitive relationship with your creator. Like I said, you will have more morals for human life. You will have more morals for the law of man. You know, some people, they never broken the law in their life. They've never been arrested, fingerprinted. And they care about, you know, their moral judgment versus a person that really doesn't have any morals and doesn't have a religious background. They really don't care about what they do. They just walk around aimlessly in life, just, you know, living for themselves, living for the day, and just doing whatever thoughts that comes to their minds, you know. And to me, that's not a good way to live. That's a scary way to live, because how can you live a life and not have a plan for your life, even a plan for the day? Like, you get up and say, okay, today I'm going to brush my teeth, I'm going to take my kids to work, I'm going to eat breakfast, I'm going to take my kids to work, I'm going to take my kids to school, and then I'm going to go to work. While I'm at work, I'm going to get my work done. I'm going to go to lunch at 12 o'clock. I'm going to come back, finish the rest of my work, pick my kids up from school, go home, make dinner, and then set my kids off to bed and start my day over again. Well, some people, they don't do that. They just get up. They don't have no care in the world. They don't have any type of, you know, regiment that they do. They just get up and, like I said, they wander aimlessly throughout the world, throughout the streets, wherever they live at, in the city or in the world, and they just, you know, do random things. And this is how we get, we have a high factor of crime, because there are a lot of people out here that, I wouldn't blame it on just religion. It's a lot of people out here that just, they have no morals, they have no thought for human life or mankind or just human laws, and they don't mind breaking them. They just don't care. They live not to care for even their own life, and they think, like, look, I'm born to die, so I'm just going to do whatever. And to me, I just think that's scary. Religion is important to me because it helps you. It helps you. It guides you through life. It gets you through life struggles. Like I said, it makes you closer to your creator, the person who made you, the person who gave you life, the person who put you here. And, you know, we are all here for a reason. And until we get more in touch with our creator, until we give him that time, that personal time every day, you know, whether it be 1 hour, 2 hours, 5 minutes, you would never know, you know, what he put you here for, because we all have different gifts. We all have different time spots, and we all have different reasons why we are here on this earth. everybody is not put here to do the same thing. Now, I do believe that there are different groups of people. I'm not saying nationalities. I'm saying there are different groups of people, like any nationality, but there are different groups of people that are here to do one set thing. Like, there's a group of people here to do, you know, outreach and help people in need. There's a group of people to, you know, visit the sick. There's a group of people out here to, you know, minister to broken spirits. So I do believe that there are, you know, masses of people that can do the same thing, that has the same gift. But we all have different gifts, and they're all not the same. And I do believe that until we all, I mean, all human beings, races, creeds, you know, until we as human beings really sit down and analyze ourselves and really sit down and make that connection to our Creator, whoever you pray to, either it be, you know, you're Hindu, Muslim, Christian, you know, I'm not here to judge. I'm just speaking on the topic from my opinion. But until we really sit down and analyze ourselves and get connected with our Creator, you know, this world is going to continue to be the way that it is, going to continue to have a high crime rate, and going to continue to have politicians that's in the office that's not really listening to the people, but doing what their heart desires and passing laws that's really not helping the people. So we really must get back to, you know, our religious state, because America, the United States, was built on religion. We were really built on religion, and people that gravitated to the United States, I'm giving a little bit of history, people that gravitated to the United States, they knew that, you know, they were under the Europeans, they were under the Queen's rule, and they didn't like that. So they gravitated to the United States because they knew that we were a free state, freedom of speech and freedom of religion, and that's what they wanted. But in the beginning, I believe that our forefathers, they really had in their minds that, yes, you know, we're building this country on religion and we stand upon that. But as the years went on, we just got into a place where we gotten away from our Creator. We have gotten away from being in touch with what our Creator wants from us as humans. We just have gotten away from a lot of things that was meant to be for good, and now that we see the outcome, like I said, there's a lot of crime. You know, the streets are not safe. There's a lot of things that's going on out here. And now we're trying to rush back in, and we're trying to redevelop and revamp the wrong that we already have done for many, many, many years. Now, I'm not saying that it can't be done. I'm not saying that it can be done. But it's going to take time. It's going to take reconditioning because, like I said, there's a lot of people out here just walking around aimlessly. So the people that are out here that are aimlessly walking, they have to be reconnected. And the people that are religious, but they have tradition instead of religiousness inside of their hearts. What I mean by tradition and religiousness or religion or of a connection or a belief. Tradition is like me. I grew up, my whole family is Christian. We have churches in the state where I live at, which is Philadelphia, and we have churches, you know, down south All of my family are Christian. We all in the church. Now, me more so, you know, I'm not a Christian. I'm a revert. I reverted to Islam. But I have, it was easy for me to just get into the tradition of, okay, I go to church. I go to church on Sunday. I go to church on Easter. I go to church on Palm Sunday. I read my Bible. I go to Bible study on Wednesday. And then I do it all over again on Sunday. It was easy for me to do that because that's how I grew up. That's all I know. But having religion is to have it inside your heart. To have your Creator inside your heart, to have it so deep running through your veins that is spilling out of you, you know, to really believe that, you know, when people look at you, they say, you know, it's something different about that person. I don't know what it is, but it's something different about that person. That's what I mean by just, you know, sitting, going to church and just sitting in the pew, listening to the pastor speak. And then really just being a part of your church or your parish or your mosque, whatever you believe in, really being a part of the organization that you believe in, being a part of it and, you know, like I said, giving back to the community and reaching out, you know, doing the outreach, getting on any auxiliary that is important to you. You know, not just traditionally, like, look, I'm just going to go to church, hear the word, and then I'm going to come home and get myself ready for Monday because, you know, this is what I know and this is what I've been doing. No, that's tradition. But religion is spending time with your Creator, giving Him that one-on-one time, getting in tune to what He wants from you and out of your life. And like I said, if we really get back to that as a people, this world would be a better place. You know, crime, it wouldn't be so high. You know, we wouldn't have a lot of problems that we're having today. We wouldn't have a lot of people walking around aimlessly, hopefully. You know, a lot of people, we will have more well-rounded people, more of a people that want to be positive, more of a people that want to help out, more of a people that want to give back and be a part of society, not just more of a people that are lackadaisy and just, you know, living recklessly and really don't care about others or even themselves. You know, so to me, religion, and I'm not saying just tradition. I'm not just saying tradition because tradition is not religion. Tradition is just something that I do. Okay, it's traditional for me to go to school because I have to go to school because I have to learn. You know, it's tradition for me to get up in the morning, get dressed, and, you know, go about my day. That's something that I do every day. That's something that's the norm to me. Let me put it that way. Tradition is something that's the norm. But religion is something that's not really normal to you. It's not normal to you. And it's not something that everyone does. It's something that's different. It's something that sets you apart from everyone else. Like I said, it gives you a different outlook. It gives you more of a hope of what your life can be, could be in the future. It gives you more of a positive attitude towards what's going on today, because things out here that's going on today are not good. And if you have hope, if you have religion instead of tradition, you know, we can build a more better people. We can build a more better world. We can even build a more better laws. We can become better human beings if we just get back to getting in touch with our creator and the person that made us and that put us here for him, because we're here for him. We're not here for our own selfish gain. We're not here for, you know, what some people say, you know, well, I'm here because I'm just doing me and, you know, that's all I know. And no, that's not what we're here for. We were made to take care of this world, take care of this earth, take care of the land, take care of everything that God provided us on this earth for. And, you know, we have not done that. And this is why we have the issues that we have now, like sickness, and we have a high crime rate. I'm just going to really keep touching on crime, because that's one of the problems, one of the big problems that we have, especially in the African-American community. You know, we have an economic hard time. And I really do believe that if we get back to our religious ways, get back to getting in touch to our Creator, He will really open up our minds. He will open up our hearts. And He will really tell us what we need to do to change this world for the better. Because we, as humans, we have really, you know, corrupted the world and just messed it all up, far as the air, to the water, to the soil, to the ozone layer. I mean, we really didn't take care of the earth like we were supposed to. And I really don't want to get off on a tangent on that, because I just want to stick with, you know, the topic, which is, you know, religion versus tradition. But I just wanted to touch on some of the aspects on why we need to get back to our religious ways, and why we got away from our religious ways is because of, you know, one case in point is because of tradition. You know, this is all I know. You know, this is just my way of life and how I grew up, and so this is what I know, so this is what I'm going to do, instead of really sitting down and analyzing what you're doing. You're just getting up and doing it without even thinking about it. So that's not really being in touch and being in tune. That's just going through the motions. And that's also, you know, harmful to you instead of, you know, helping you. So we really need to open up our hearts, and we need to open up our minds to giving back to our brothers and our sisters, whatever race and creed they may be, because we're all brothers and sisters, because we came from the same person, all the way from the beginning. I don't want to get into that either, but we all came from the same Creator. We need to, you know, get back into aligning ourselves with our spirituality. We need to get back into aligning ourselves up with, you know, human laws and getting in alignment with our morals. What do we stand for? What do you stand for as a human being? What do I stand for? Who am I? What am I here for? You know, we also have to start thinking about making better decisions in life. Let's start making better decisions as human beings as a whole. I'm not even just talking about African Americans. I'm just talking about human beings as a whole. Let's get back to, you know, the importance of just looking at life in a different way. You know, looking at life more in a positive way, and how can we contribute to making life more positive, making your situation, how can you make your situation better if it's not better already. And if your life is as good as you think it can get, how can you make somebody else's life better? Let's also get back to, you know, our values, our core values. What did we grow up with? You know, let's think about what our parents taught us. You know, think before you speak. Chew with your mouth closed. Sit up at the table. Get your elbows off the table. You know, simple things like that, because simple values like that makes you the person that you are. You know, thinking about curfews and, you know, not staying out all night and being responsible because, you know, you have to be, you can't be staying out till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning because, you know, you have to be to work at 8 o'clock and your kids have to be to school by 8:20. And, you know, you drive them to school, you have to see them out the house. You know, let's get back to our core values. Let's get back to what does it mean to me? What does religion mean to me? And how can I make my religion better? How can I live my religion instead of having just a traditional religion, just doing it just because that's all I know? How can I put religion inside of me and inside my heart and carry it around with me? How can I, you know, cope with the fact that I've gotten away from certain things, but you can make your life better? So, you know, these are some of the core things that I want to talk about on my talk show today. And I hope that this was a good topic for you. And I hope that I gave you some good advice and made you think about some things that maybe we all can get back to and we can all sit down and just make a list about. And about these core values, about how we can make life better, and about how we can be better human beings. I will see you here next time on Monday, same time, 12 o'clock. Everybody, enjoy your weekend. And have a good evening.